This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Stephanie, Stephanie, last name Thompson, Thompson, her date of birth, September 18, 1982, patient seen for Anna Salgado, ANA, last name Salgado, SLGADO, nurse practitioner, FNP-C, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 43-year-old female comes here for evaluation today. She smokes one pack per day for last 30 years off and on. No alcohol. She is allergic to penicillin and sulfa. New paragraph. Symptoms. She is here because of elevated WC count over last several years. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient had elevated WC count for last 3 years. Initially, in May of 23, her WBC count was 13,000. About a year ago, in 24, it was 11,600, and recently, on 2nd of May, it was 11.1. Her differential also had shown at times slightly elevated either lymphocyte or neutrophils. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of diabetes, gestational type. However, her recent A1C has been good. She also has history of hypothyroidism, for which she is on levothyroxine 100 microgram daily. She also is on Ozempic 2 milligram once a week. A review of system, she denied any sinus issues or urinary symptoms. New paragraph, physical examination. She is 43-year-old, 5 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 153, blood pressure 116 over 78. ICNT unremarkable, sinus is non-tender, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, persistent mild leukocytosis, cause unclear. Diagnosis 2, hypothyroidism. Diagnosis 3, patient is on Ozempic sub-Q once a week. For weight management, new paragraph, recommendations. I discussed the implications of slightly elevated WBC count with the patient. At this point, I do not suspect any lympho or myeloproliferative disorder. Her slightly elevated WBC count could be either from local reaction to her subcutaneous injections, or it could be from seasonal allergies. Sometimes medications could do that too. In any case, since the count is only borderline elevated, a close follow-up might suffice. At this point, I don't see any need to do any specialized testing such as next gen sequencing or bone marrow aspirate biopsy. New paragraph. I have told the patient to have the CBC checked periodically and forward me the copy, and I will see her in a year to see where it the WBC count is. Thank you. This is a consultation on Stephanie Thompson. Copy of this may be sent to Anna Delgado and also to Solution Medical Clinic. Thank you.